Hey, I'm Adanya.
Hey, I'm Kaylin.
Hey, I'm Jalea.
And I'm Tamara, and you're listening to
The End of the Alphabet.
This week we'll be talking about personality. Personality is an individual's unique and relatively consistent patterns of thinking, feeling, and behaving. In this episode, the four of us will be taking the Myers-Briggs Type Indicator Test and discussing our personality types and how they affect us.
Assessing personality can be done in many different ways. However, there are two main types of tests to assess personality. Those two tests are projective tests and self-report inventories. Projective tests include the interpretation of an ambiguous image to assess unconscious motives and psychological defenses. The primary strength of projective tests relate to their ability to provide information about psychological functioning. However, a drawback of projective tests are that they are highly subjective. Two examples of projective tests include the Rorschach Inkblot test and the thematic apperception test. Self-report inventories are psychological tests in which a person's responses are compared to established norms. The strengths of self-report inventories include the objective approach to scoring, comparing a person's score to the larger group. However, a main weakness is that people may lie on the test. Each psychological test has two basic goals. One, to accurately and consistently reflect a person's characteristic on some dimension, and two, to predict a person's future psychological functioning or behavior.
Different personality types process and communicate information differently. For example, people who are outgoing tend to be more drawn to crowds and more inclined to share, while people who are introverted tend to keep to themselves.
Personality affects productivity. Every personality is not suited for every job, and the personality types are important in the type of business and company a person is working in. Personality types influences people's drive, temperaments, and motivations while working. There is an explicit connection between personality and how well a person fits a job and is productive at that job. According to AMANet.org, research suggests that between 20 and 25% of a person's effectiveness on a job is attributed to their personality type. The personality of an individual also affects the productivity of the business because the worker's personality influences if a customer will come back. Personality helps to know if you are a leader or not and what attributes you can bring to the table whenever you are working at a job. More outgoing people tend to do better when they can interact with others because they're friendly, helpful, and boost others, so it wouldn't really be productive for them to be at a job where all they do is work at a computer all day. That would be more suited for a person who has an introverted personality. The work ethic and motivation for working influences how well you do at your job, because the more attentive to detail you are, the better job performance you will have. Personality also plays a role in the pay you receive on a job. If you are more emotionally unstable, you will probably make less money. And more assertive people usually tend to make more year-to-year salary growth compared to other people who are not as assertive. According to a study conducted by Conversation.com, gender and personality also play a role as well as into the amount of money people make at the job and the productivity they have on the job. For example, extroverted women in their study tended to be less productive because they were more sociable and gregarious, so they tend to do less, meaning they make more. Women who are imaginative, artistic, and intellectually oriented also tend to make less money. But as for extroverted men, who tend to be more ambitious and assertive, they tend to make more money. Traits like conscientiousness and neuroticism are also related to a worker's productivity. Productivity is greatly correspondent with personality, and employers in the United States and the UK often refer to personality and attitude as two of the most important hiring factors before taking someone to be an employee. So, therefore, productivity is affected by personality of individuals.
Everyone has different types of personalities. However, how does your personality type affect your health? With type A, these type of people are more hard-driven, controlling, and a perfectionist type of ideal. And due to this type of personality, they are more inclined to have health problems related to hypertension, stress, as well as stress at home, as well as at work. With personality type B, these are more laid-back types of people, which means that they're more inclined to have laid-back jobs or be more less stressed or more calming within situations. So these are positive and negative effects to your health, because if you're more laid back, you may not want to continue with your healthy behaviors, but also it causes you to want to focus more on the positive parts. With people pleasers, which is the next personality type, they want to, which is within their name, they're eager to please people. This can be a problem because if you're more focused on pleasing others, you have less time on focusing on yourself, but also you can also take time to focus on yourself because you're trying to please other people. With worrywarts, people, this is a personality that is related to the neurotic personality type, which focuses on people that are really focused on negative emotions as well as frustration and a feeling of being lost, which can be really negative to your health because it can cause health risks to your personality as well as your self-esteem. So you should focus more on being positive. The next type is a type D personality, which is distressed, and these people tend to be more stressed, lead to depression, anxiety, anger, and other emotions. And with this type, maybe you want to talk to your doctor because you may be having problems with yourself, and that can lead to maybe self-harm or just low self-esteem, which could be a problem. But you can also focus on being positive, which can lead to a different personality change. So even though that these personality types can affect your health in different ways, there is room for improvement. So necessarily, your personality type can change over time.
After taking the MBTI test, my results came back INTJ, which means I'm more introverted rather than extroverted, I'm more intuitive versus observant, I think more than I feel, and I lean more towards judging versus prospecting. I do think my results are true, however, my extroverted versus introverted score was very close, which I agree with. I do think I'm more intuitive, I definitely think more than I feel, and I think that the judging versus perspective thing is also true.
For my test, I got the results of ENFJ. The test stated that I was more extroverted, intuitive, that I feel more, and that I'm more judging. Based on these results, I do believe that I am more extroverted. I am more intuitive. I feel that on the feelings part, that maybe I might be half-half feeling and thinking, and also maybe I'm not as judging as the percentage says it is, but you never know.
My test came back with the results ENFJ. I am more extroverted, intuitive, controlled by my feelings, and judging. I think that some of this is true and some of this is not. Over time, I have become more of an extroverted person versus being introverted, and my feelings tend to be controlling of a lot of my actions or influence them. But with the intuitive and judging part, I'm really not sure about the intuitive part. I kind of disagree with it. And then judging, I feel like it's half and half because I can, I don't know. I feel like I can be prospecting, but like I said, I think it's half and half.
The results of my tests were ENFJ, extroverted, intuitive, feeling, and judging. I believe I'm extroverted and intuitive. However, I believe that I think more than I feel, which is how I make my judgments. The judging aspect, I think, is accurate.
Join us next week when we talk about the impact of mental illness.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.